Hey there, Chamber World. Jay Revel here for another installment of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce podcast. We are delighted to bring you another fantastic episode today. I am joined here, as always, by my delightful co-host and friend down the hall here at the Chamber Building, Sarah Solomon. Sarah, how are we doing?
Great. Hello, everyone. Excited to get going with another episode of the podcast.
No doubt about it. And today we have a very special guest, my friend and yours, hopefully, Slayton Murray. Slayton, how you doing?
Doing great. Glad to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Folks, if you don't know Slayton, Slayton is one of our great young professionals here in the Tallahassee community. He's a friend and a believer in Tallahassee, someone who's engaged and involved in the what I like to call the crafting of a better future here in our community. And we were delighted to have the opportunity to have Slayton come in today. Slayton, let's kind of jump right into this. For those who may not know you, tell us a little bit about yourself, your story, and maybe just start with what it is that you do.
All right, cool. Well, I'm 25. I'm from Tallahassee. Grew up in Benton Hills. Went to Holy Comforter, then graduated high school from McClay. Always had my sights set on going to Florida State. I didn't really look anywhere else. Ended up going there, living in Tallahassee all 4 years of college, and just seeing Tallahassee change during those 4 years in comparison to the change that I experienced prior to that. It was unbelievable growth, and that kind of what made me want to stay here after college is the growth that I saw in such a short period of time. I accepted a position with Talcor after interning with them for about 9 months. I'd finally made my decision in January of 2017 to make this my permanent place of stay, and I'm really glad I did. So many ways to get involved here in the community, and also be a part of great organizations like Access Tallahassee, and I'm just happy to be here, and I do commercial real estate and plan on doing it for a while.
It's good. Well, it's a good time to be in the commercial real estate business. Tallahassee keeps growing, keeps changing, a lot of times for the better. And one of the things that we wanted to have you come on and talk about today is the fact that you are engaged in really keeping tabs on a lot of that growth and development here. And we'll jump into that in a little bit. But you had mentioned you know, your great company, NII Talcor. Can you tell us a little bit more about the company and you know, what it is you all do there?
Absolutely. My father, Ed Murray, and his business partner, Richard Jackson, started the company in 1990. So they're approaching 30 years of operation. We're a full-service commercial real estate company, brokerage, leasing, and then a big portion of our business comes from property management. So we manage about 4.5 million square feet of office, retail, and industrial. And that's kind of been, and we see it as being our big growth market for us. I came on, like I said, in 2017, been working mostly with development land and just sales. So it's really cool working in an environment like that where I can learn from people who've been in the business for 30 plus years.
That's awesome. And can you give us maybe some examples of some, you know, projects and or parcels that you've been engage with, or even just maybe give us some of your thoughts on trends you're seeing in that commercial real estate space?
Yeah, absolutely. Been doing a lot of industrial leasing recently. Really, like, that's been, the vacancy rates for that are extremely low, just with the rise of e-commerce and just the need for that kind of flex space. It's hard to find any warehouse out there, and the funny thing about it is if you try to build new, you can't really constitute good returns just because the price to build right now is so expensive. That's a property sector that you don't see a lot of vacancy in. Obviously, we're going to experience two really big projects that haven't been done here before in Washington Square and Cascades Park. That's basically bringing market rate apartments to downtown Tallahassee, which hasn't been done yet. There's speculation about the market for it, but with these developers, NAP, Sean McIntyre, and Lindsay Magura, they've done their research, and they've obviously invested a lot of time and money in this community, and they have faith that it's going to be a really good project. And then Washington Square, of course, downtown, is going to be something like that. They're going to go more office-heavy and then have a nice hotel, as Cascades Park will, but that kind of investment, our downtown, is going to do nothing but reap very good benefits for everyone who's a citizen here.
That's great. Again, thrilled that your company is highly engaged here in the chamber, and so glad that you've joined us today. And you mentioned Access Tallahassee, and I think Sarah and I were talking about your involvement there a little bit earlier.
Do you have been on the Access Council about a year and a half now, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your involvement there. How has it grown in the last year and a half? What have you gained from it? Just give us a general picture of your experience with Access Tallahassee.
Yeah, Access is fantastic. It gets together the younger people of our business community and people who are going to be in decision-making roles, and just forming those relationships kind of from the ground up. Access is different because it offers an array of activities rather than just happy hours, which is what young professional networks like around the globe are kind of what's known for. I think Access does a really good job of providing really good content to its members and getting them to places that they might not be able to get to just by themselves.
Sure. We have a staff person here, Katie Orr, who is just absolutely fabulous at the programming and at all the aspects of Access Tallahassee. Do you have maybe a favorite event or an activity, maybe an anecdote of a person you've met or something through Access that you could share or something that you look forward to every year?
Yeah, I think the power lunches are my favorite event. It's just something that a lot of people can make time to attend. It's in the middle of the day, so and we always do. Katie does a really good job of lining up engaging speakers for that as well.
Sure. You know, one of the things that I think is unique when I think of Access Tallahassee, and you said that you're 25, I'm 27, Jay's right around there. So we're all just,
I'm old.
we're all kind of the young professional group here in Tallahassee. And something that we talk about all the time is retaining talent. I think Access is kind of sees a unique side of that, but you are kind of like a success story because you grew up here, you went to FSU, and then you decided to stay. Is there anything that you would share about Tallahassee or your experience here to somebody who's maybe on the fence?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, when I was in high school, College Town was just a warehouse district that wasn't a super safe area. And fast forward about 3 years, I was living there in the brand new apartment. So that was really cool to see that kind of growth. I know when I was younger, we had a problem with, more so than we do now, with people staying after school. I can tell you now, I have 8 to 10 of my closest friends who are my age that actually live here now. And if you would have said that probably 8 or so years ago, that would have been something that you would not have expected. Everyone kind of picks Atlanta, picks Charlotte, or picks Tampa, and then they come back to raise a family. But you're seeing people come back before they have a family and building their careers here, which is really encouraging. It's not where we want to be, but we're certainly in the right path to make that a reality.
Yeah, I watched a lot of gravel fly up in my face as friends were speeding out of the parking lot, so to speak, to get out of town. And, you know, I've always said it's anybody can move to a great city. It's a little bit harder to build one, but it's very rewarding. And I think that fortunately we've got a lot of people who have chosen to build a life here and really try to invest their time and energy into making Tallahassee a great place for a lot of different varieties of folks. And I think it's starting to work, you know. Slayton, kind of on that front, you know, we just published an article on your website that you all run called UrbanTallahassee.com. The article was about how a lot of what you mentioned there, that College Town area now all the way into Cascades, we've really reinvented what the collegiate experience is here for those who, maybe if you show up freshman year, your first day in Tallahassee, like you said, what you're going to experience here is worldly different than what I saw, you know, about a decade ago, actually a little over a decade now, as inconvenient as that is. But, you know, seems to be getting a lot of traction, a lot of thought. Let's jump in and let's talk about Urban Tallahassee. So can you give us a little bit of the history, tell us what is Urban Tallahassee, and then maybe let's talk a little bit about some more of those trends that we're seeing and some of the things you all are reporting on there.
Sure. Urban Tallahassee is a website that was created by TJ Lewis. He used to work with us at Talcor. He eventually accepted a position with the city of Tallahassee. So we found his website as a great source of information. We've been sponsoring ever since its inception. When he came to us wanting to sell, we definitely had to give it some consideration, and luckily we were able to reach a deal. But we just think it's a valuable tool for the Tallahassee community to go on there and see projects that are going on around town. You can see construction companies and bricks going up on a building, but you don't really know what's going to be in them. And having the ability and the information to be able to relay that to people, people really like. We've owned it for about a year and a half now, or a year. And so we're just focused on getting people to contribute like you have for us, and then Elizabeth Emanuel, and we look forward to engaging some other people. What we've noticed is most of the traction that we get on the website has to do with food and beverage. So people really want to know where they're going to eat, where they're going to go on a Friday night. So that Dave and Buster's concept that came up on the north side of town, Hangar 38, when TJ published an article for that, that thing went viral as much as anything can go viral in Tallahassee. But that kind of stuff really fires people up. Our average demographic is a 40-year-old mom with kids. So,
is there anything in particular that excites you? I mean, when I think of urban Tallahassee and Talcor, frankly, you drive around town and it feels like you see Talcor signs on every corner. I just feel like there's such a great pulse on what's going on in the city. And I looked at urban Tallahassee earlier. You see stuff about Chick-fil-A. You see stuff about Island Wing Company. It's just all really exciting. And I think it's interesting to hear. Is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I mean, the two projects coming downtown are really what I'm looking forward to. Cascades Park and Washington Square. Those are going to be game changers for the downtown. Huge mixed-use projects, and it's a risk, but I think it's going to be something to really put Tallahassee on the map if those two things get up and running.
You mentioned Elizabeth Emanuel a little bit earlier. She's the brand new executive director of Downtown Improvement Authority, and you have a little bit of involvement there, too. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I'm a board member on Downtown Improvement Authority. Elizabeth and I actually joined at the same time, and so we served on the board about a year before changes were made, and she threw her hat in the ring, and luckily she was the one that was picked because she's going to do a great job, brings excellent energy to the position, and I think DIA is on a really good path right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Slayton, you were up there in Greenville, South Carolina with us. Obviously, we spent a lot of time looking at their downtown area, urban development trends. Any takeaways from you on that trip?
Yeah, I've been to Greenville a few times. It's a fantastic city. Super green, super clean, and really good public amenities for the citizens. I think what we can take away from them is their attention to detail and how pro-business they are in bringing in new employers. But I think we have a very similar structure as it comes to the bones of a city. And I think if we take notes and stay in communications with their leaders there, I think good things can come from reciprocity and kind of model ourselves after a market like them.
Yeah, no doubt. What are we missing here in Tallahassee from your perspective?
I'm not sure that we're missing anything. I love Tallahassee, and I think, like we've talked about, the growth that it's experienced over the past few years is super encouraging. And if you would have told my dad 5 years ago we would have projects like Cascades and Washington Square coming to Tallahassee, he would say that's 30 years off. So I think it's really encouraging the amount of investment that's come in these recent years. I think when you start creating these neighborhoods of destination, like you see in all great cities, so we could say we're going out to Midtown, we're going out to College Town, eventually we're going to say, let's go to Cascades Park, let's go to Frenchtown. I think once you create these neighborhoods and pockets of culture, is really when a city starts expanding and growing rapidly, and I think we're on the way there.
What do you think in your mind are the areas where growth is going to happen next? Where, like, the, you know, if you had to look 5-10 years down the road from where we are today, where do you think we're headed?
Yeah, you've seen investment poured into South Monroe. Its proximity to Cascades Park is super encouraging for investors, as well as it being in a qualified opportunity zone. which that just has huge tax benefits if you invest in an area like that. Basically meaning you can invest in an area, hold it, not sell it, put money into it, and if you experience capital gains, you're tax-free on those gains that you recognize. Another area that's in one of those zones is Frenchtown as well. So I think those two areas, you're going to see investment and hopefully a creation of just pockets of culture like we're talking about.
That's great. You know, and we were just talking earlier this weekend, lots of culture on display. You had the Lemoyne Chain of Parks Art Festival. You had the Pride Fest going on. You had the Downtown Market going on. Lots happening. You know, from that sort of level of programming and getting people out and to experience our community, what are some of the things that, that you and your contemporaries seem to be drawn to the most, you think?
One of the coolest things I think of Tallahassee is the amphitheater, as cliche as that is. But if you go to a concert there, it's really an experience, and you draw people from everywhere around our community, and it's really cool to get everyone together and just buy in and be at an event like this. And I think Cascades Park is a huge amenity for us. The Downtown Market is very cool as well. I think the Chain of Parks is a tremendous asset for our community as well, and when we start taking advantage of it more, I think it's gonna really light up the downtown some more.
Yeah, and it's funny, I was telling someone the other day, I said, you know, they were talking about Greenville going back and forth, and yes, we may not have a river, but they don't have a Chain of Parks, you know, they don't have a Cascades Park. There's a lot of things that we have that I act to be blunt, a lot of other cities would be jealous of. And what do you think is key for us in telling the story of who Tallahassee is and who we're becoming, and how can we share that with the rest of the world a little bit more?
That's a good question.
That's all we ask around here.
Yeah. You know, I think we're taking a good approach to it right now. We're not trying too hard to be something that we're not. We're just being ourselves. And I think that kind of reputation and just recognizing the assets that we do have and the kind of lifestyle that we can offer is a recruiting tool in itself. So I don't know really what kind of approach, but I think what we're doing is definitely on the right path.
When we do these podcasts, I'm always the one that likes to get to know the people that we're talking to. So can you tell us a little bit more about what you like to do, whether it be in Tallahassee or just a little bit about yourself more outside of your everyday career?
Yeah, sure. I love traveling. That's one of my favorite things. I'm big into snow skiing, so I get out to Montana whenever I can. Then just like hanging out with my friends, go to yoga, go out and get some drinks other places. But Tallahassee, I think what it offers is proximity to a bunch of different things that no one else really has the opportunity to have. Just access to rivers, access to a beach, access to hiking trails, biking trails, anything you could really want. But yeah, that's kind of what I do in my spare time.
Do you have any kind of, I know you've lived here your whole life, so this might be hard for you, but do you have a Tallahassee bucket list item that you haven't done yet you hope to do soon?
That's a good question. We made a bucket list for KCCI of stuff to do when I was in that group last year. I try to be as proactive as I can, but I know there's still some stuff I haven't done. I don't think I've gone to the Grove yet, and I've heard that's a really cool experience, full of culture and history. Sure, there's some other stuff, but I'll just say that one.
Sure, the Grove is a unique place. We took a company outing there, the chamber staff. It was really interesting experience.
It is. It's a really, really cool place, and one of, you know, really just dozens of places that a lot of people here locally maybe just don't think to go on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I mean, people from out of town do, but maybe your everyday Tallahassean doesn't. But again, we're seeing more and more of that kind of stuff come online and more of it be celebrated. And again, there are just more reasons than ever to be a fan of Tallahassee and someone who's a resident here and someone who's invested in the long run. Any other thoughts or anything like that, Slayton, you kind of want to drive home that people might should know about, you know, growth and development in Tallahassee in the coming years?
K can't really think of much more. There's a lot going on, so it's hard to just pinpoint one, say that's going to be the catalyst for something really great. I mean, obviously, Washington Square and Cascades Park are huge drivers and going to be impactful. I think the Arena District, whenever those plans are announced, are going to be really important, and the relocation of the B school. But yeah, I'd say those three things really going to be telling in the next few years.
Well, I think there's no doubt that there's a lot happening, and folks, if you're looking for a good source out there to fill you in on some of those projects, definitely check out urbantallahassee.com. Definitely give Slayton a ring at NAI Talcor. And if you are a young professional, be sure to maybe inquire with Slayton or with our team about Access Tallahassee. Again, we try to give people a wide array of ways to get involved and engaged with the chamber and with the community, and Access is a great way to do that. And if you know a young professional who's looking for a network, that's a fine one to send them to get engaged in. Good folks like Slayton, they're ready to lend an ear and hear what they think about Tallahassee and hopefully show them around a little bit. So, folks, again, Slayton Murray, NII Talcor, Urban Tallahassee. Slayton, thanks for being with us, man. It's been a great little show.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to more conversations with you. And, Sarah, where can we send folks to learn more about everything we've got going on here in Chamber World?
Well, that would be talchamber.com, talchamber.com, or your favorite social media will be there, too.
Very cool. And, folks, we'll be looking forward to talking with you again real soon. Thanks, as always, for listening into the show today. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe on iTunes or any of your favorite listening devices and apps. And if you get a chance, leave us a star or a really nice review and tell us how much you like listening to all of this babble. We sure do appreciate you once again. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you real soon.